Welcome to On the Ground Ipsy on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, and with me across the big table that we sit at every Wednesday morning when we do this is our boots on the ground embedded reporter in Ypsilanti, Brianna Kelly. Let's go over this briefly again. Concentrate Media Project in Ipsy. You're the embedded reporter on the ground looking for stories from our community that aren't getting attention, aren't getting told enough in mainstream press. That's the general gist of it, right? So, so tell me, who did you meet this week and what was the topic?
I spoke with Emmanuel Jones, who is the founder of Mentor to Youth. It's a really great local nonprofit that serves kids with mentoring and tutoring. And not only that, they also do some emotional and developmental support and also career and college readiness.
Cool. Welcome, Emmanuel.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So Mentor to Youth, give us a little history. How long you've been around?
So it will be 8 years this October.
All right.
So we've been doing this since 2011.
Always been in Ipsy?
Always been in Ipsy.
And what brought you to Ipsy?
What brought me to Ipsy was actually, family moving up here for a job. So I went to EMU when I graduated high school here. Now just, one of the things that really gravitated me towards staying was just kind of like the community environment here, type of people that are around this area, but also, what my own passion and purpose is.
You mentioned you wanted to do this because it was your passion, your inspiration. Where did that come from? What was the focus of that?
Well, I think for me, just growing up, I've been involved in so many different volunteer initiatives and projects. What really inspired me was, say my senior year at Eastern, I actually had the opportunity to start directly volunteering locally in Ipsy at a community center called Parkridge.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting the chance to kind of learn more about the community, some of the disparities in Ipsy as opposed to, other cities here in Washtenaw County, and just learning more about the kids and some of the struggles of what they're going through. And it really reminded myself of how, I was growing up.
What's the timeline kind of from that first exposure to doing some volunteer work to Mentor to Youth coming into being?
My senior year, I was taking like golf and fitness and things like that. So I had a lot of free time on my hands outside of work.
Underwater basket weaving?
Right. And, from that, once my senior was coming to a close, I'm like, I'm not really sure what I want to do yet. So I actually ended up at the time taking a online graduate course at MSU, or Michigan State University. And one of the first courses I had to take was a research project that was supposed to focus on if I was a classroom teacher. However, I was not a classroom teacher.
Hmm.
But what I had found was that at Parkridge, I had like a group of about seven young boys who, kind of gravitated towards me. I was running, regular scheduled, workshops and programs with them. So I chose to do it on them in regards to how does not just mentoring but academic support combined have a dual impact. And from the results of that research really is what inspired me to say, hey, I could actually do more than what I'm doing right now.
So you take this class online with Michigan State while you're finishing up here at Eastern. How did you make the leap from student interested in this cause to a business owner running a nonprofit?
So I kind of had already some of the reference knowledge in regards to how to start a business. However, nonprofit is really different than a for-profit. So for me, it was just focused on, really developing out the programs first and foremost, making sure those were effective, that those actually engage the kids. And then once, really got those honed and start to focus more on, okay, how do I now scale this organization up more in order to be able to serve more kids.
So were you doing grant funding? Were you looking for donor funding? I mean, who was partnering with you on making this happen?
Right. So NRA Community Foundation has been one of them for, several years. United Way, Beale Properties has been a support of us for multiple years through our fundraising. We have a lot of individual donors who, help support to keep things running.
All right. So what were the challenges you were kind of facing early on? I mean, I'm assuming you were kind of doing this on your own.
Right.
All right. So what was the early days of Mentor to Youth like?
I think the biggest obstacle was getting people to take the organization serious and validate the work we were doing. what I've also found from being around for about 8 years now, a lot of initiatives and organizations come through IPSE, but don't necessarily stick around for a long time. So there's sometimes a sense of a jaded perspective when somebody comes and saying, hey, yeah, I want to do this with kids. I want to help out the community. And then...
Yeah, call us in 10 years when you're really part of IPSE.
Right. So I had to go through, you know, those obstacles of showing people, hey, like, I'm serious. I'm going to be here consistently. I think it took me about being an EMU alum, like 3 years to really actually get my foot in the door in different departments here at EMU to get volunteers. So
I was going to ask you about that. Is Eastern actively involved?
Yes. All so right. We get a lot of volunteers and have multiple partnerships with different departments.
So let's dig into the meat of Mentor to Youth. What's the overriding, you know, if you could accomplish one thing with one kid, what would it be?
So we're really about providing a school to career pipeline or pathway for the kids we're working with. So, you know, Johnny might be 8, he might be, you know, 12 or 16, but our goal is that regardless of where he's at academically, you know, emotionally, mentally, we're going to provide wraparound support to him to ensure by the time he finishes high school, he has a plan in place where he knows, hey, you know, college isn't for me, so I'm going to go a trade route. Or I do want to go to college because I want to go into law one day. So providing that wraparound support, you know, regardless of what they might need, whether it's academic support, mentorship, college career preparation, or even connecting them with other resources that are more so dealing with, you know, family needs.
How are you helping these kids at, you know, 12 or 16 or whatever age see that there is a future for them no matter where they started? You can help them get somewhere brighter.
And I think that's where a lot of our volunteers come into place. You can't be what you can't see, honestly. And when you have volunteers who might be college educated, local professionals, who in some cases might have came from the same exact backgrounds as the kids are working with, they're not able to emulate that type of behavior. So really being able to provide them with those mentors and those role models that say, hey, here's a path that we can help you go down, you know, based on what your goals are.
So you've been doing this for 8 years now. Mm-hmm. Do you have people coming back? Do you have alums coming out of the group and coming back to help?
So we are just now starting to get some teenagers who are 19, 20, 21 who are coming back, starting wanting to be involved. A lot of the kids we had when we first started were elementary and middle school age. So it's always great to see when I might be on the community and somebody comes to say, hey, you know, you worked with me when I was like in fifth grade. I'm like, how old are you now? I'm 23, 24. I'm like, oh, goodness, you're taller than me too. So it's good to see that, you know, down the road, like these kids are, we're having an impact with these kids, even sometimes when we don't always realize it.
If you could kind of give me one example, you know, one person or one life you've touched or your organization has touched, you know, give me a story that really in your heart kind of makes you feel like this is all worth it. This is why you're here on this earth to do this.
So we had a student who, he's now 19, we still work with him, or me more so personally, where he had joined our program freshman year, was third quarter of the year, and he had not a 0.3, but he had a 0.03 GPA, had already missed more than 20 days of school, and you know, when you think about somebody has a 0.03 GPA, they're coming from a single-parent household, low income, have missed 20 days of school, black male. You know, what are your expectations for his future, honestly? And so from there, just chipping away slowly year by year, where, you know, helping him understand, like, you do have a path, where you have a future. Because, you know, when he talked about how, you know, his mom was working at the time, Wendy's. A lot of his family members didn't really have anything beyond a minimum wage job. So it's not like he had role models per se in his life to say, hey, you can be this one day. Maybe you might not go to college, but you can go into construction. You can go into this trade, or you can go into this apprenticeship. So academic support, you know, constant mentorship, helping him see different college and career pathways. And, you know, by the time it came to being a senior, you know, his GPA was a 2.5. He actually ended up having to put in more additional work to catch up so he could graduate on time, and he did that work. And now, you know, has a full-time job, has his own place, and is now looking at, you know, opportunities to be able to go to college. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, that's that, you know, school to career pathway. But just think about where he would be at if we would have caught him maybe back in fifth grade. So, you know, these are the type of kids that we, you know, tend to work with where some were a lot of cases, others have already given up on them. But we're not willing to do that.
I'm assuming it's not just you anymore at Mentor to Youth.
So we do. We actually are still a one-person staff. We have a lot of volunteers, interns who support. Right now, we actually have a campaign to raise $100,000 by the end of April, and already one-third of the way there.
Well, good. You can find, again, the information at mentor2youth.com, the number two, and linked over at WEMU.org. Thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for being part of On the Ground Ipsy with Brianna. Appreciate your input into with her as well. Brianna, what do we got going on for next week?
Another really great story. This national organization called the National Association of African Americans and Human Resources, it's a mouthful, NAAHR, they have gotten incredibly involved in the community ahead of their national conference at the Eagle Crest Marriott at the end of September.
So we'll be learning all about that next week on the Ground Ipsy. You can find it at WEMU.org on Wednesday morning and WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti every Wednesday morning. And, of course, ConcentrateMedia.com. Thanks, Brianna. Have a great week.
Thank you, too.